The Manager Revolution, Transforming Workplaces for the Future. In today's rapidly changing world, organizations face unprecedented challenges. The way we work, live, and experience our lives is evolving at breakneck speed. As the chairman and CEO of Gallup, I've had the privilege of observing these shifts firsthand. Our research, spanning decades and encompassing millions of employees across the globe, has led us to a groundbreaking conclusion. It's the manager who holds the key to unlocking an organization's full potential. The old ways no longer work. Let's face it, the traditional approach to management is outdated. The days of command and control leadership are over. Today's employees, particularly the younger generations, are looking for something different. They want purpose, development, and a coach rather than a boss. Our data shows that only 15% of employees worldwide are engaged in their jobs. This disengagement isn't just a problem for individuals. It's costing the global economy trillions in lost productivity. But here's the good news. We've discovered that managers account for 70% of the variance in team engagement. In other words, when you have great managers, you have engaged employees. And engaged employees drive better business outcomes, from customer satisfaction to profitability. The new role of managers, from boss to coach. So, what does it mean to be a great manager in today's world? It means shifting from being a boss to being a coach. This transformation isn't easy, but it's essential. Great managers in the modern workplace do several key things. First, they communicate clearly and often. They don't just tell employees what to do, they explain why it matters. They connect individual roles to the larger purpose of the organization. Second, they focus on strengths. Instead of trying to fix weaknesses, they identify and develop what each team member does best. Our research shows that people who use their strengths every day are 6 times more likely to be engaged in their jobs. Third, they have frequent conversations with their team members. Annual reviews are no longer enough. The best managers check in with their employees at least once a week, providing ongoing feedback and support. Fourth, they create accountability. They set clear expectations and help their team members understand how their work contributes to the organization's success. The power of employee development. One of the most striking findings from our research is the importance of continuous learning and development. Employees today, especially millennials and Gen Z, rank opportunities for growth as one of their top priorities in a job. In fact, 87% of millennials rate professional or career growth and development opportunities as important to them in a job. But here's the challenge. Only 39% of employees strongly agree that they've had opportunities at work to learn and grow in the past year. This gap represents a massive opportunity for organizations. When employees feel they're learning and growing, they're more engaged, more productive, and more likely to stay with their company. As managers, we need to make development a daily part of our interactions with our team members. This doesn't mean sending everyone to expensive training programs. Often, the most effective development happens on the job through stretch assignments, mentoring relationships, and regular feedback. The future of work, flexibility, and purpose. Looking ahead, we see 2 major trends shaping the future of work: flexibility and purpose. Flexibility is no longer a perk. It's an expectation. Our data shows that 53% of employees say a role that allows them to have greater work-life balance is very important to them. Managers need to find ways to provide this flexibility while still maintaining team cohesion and productivity. Purpose is equally crucial. Employees want to feel that their work matters, that they're contributing to something larger than themselves. As managers, we need to consistently connect our team's work to the organization's broader mission and impact. Building a strengths-based culture. At Gallup, we've long advocated for a strengths-based approach to management. This isn't just feel-good psychology, it's backed by hard data. Teams that focus on strengths every day have 12.5% greater productivity. Employees who use their strengths every day are 6 times more likely to be engaged at work 8% more productive, and 15% less likely to quit their jobs. Building a strengths-based culture starts with understanding each team member's unique talents. We've developed tools like the Clifton Strengths Assessment to help with this, but identifying strengths is just the beginning. The real magic happens when managers help employees apply their strengths every day. For example, I once worked with a manager who discovered that one of her team members had a talent for relationship building. Instead of trying to improve this employee's analytical skills, a weakness, she assigned him to lead client interactions. The result? Client satisfaction scores soared and the employee's engagement skyrocketed. The importance of well-being. In our research, we found that employee well-being is closely tied to performance. But well-being isn't just about physical health. It encompasses five elements: career, social, financial, physical, and community well-being. Great managers understand this holistic view of well-being and work to support their team members in all these areas. This might mean offering flexible schedules to accommodate family commitments, providing financial planning resources, or organizing team volunteer activities. When employees feel their well-being is supported, they're more engaged and productive. In fact, employees who are thriving in all five elements of well-being are 81% less likely to seek out a new employer in the next year. The path forward: equipping managers for success. Given the critical role managers play, it's surprising how little most organizations invest in developing their manager skills. Many people are promoted into management roles because they excel at their individual contributor jobs, not because they have the skills to lead and develop others. This needs to change. Organizations must prioritize manager development, equipping their leaders with the skills they need to coach, engage, and develop their teams. This isn't just about training. It's about creating a culture that values and supports great management. At Gallup, we've developed a range of tools and programs to help organizations do just that. But the most important step is recognizing the pivotal role managers play and committing to their development as a strategic priority. In conclusion, the future of work is here, and it demands a new kind of manager. The organizations that will thrive in this new landscape are those that recognize this shift and invest in developing managers who can engage, coach, and bring out the best in their teams. Remember, it's the manager who holds the key to unlocking your organization's full potential. The question is, are you ready to make the shift?